So now I will get back to some of these things. I'm glad you sent me these questions on a card, and I'll kind of follow this outline. I may throw in things as I go along, but you wanted to know how well I remembered my grade school years, first through eighth grade. I remember the first of my recollection was my mother walking me down Terrace Street and up Bridge Street and up by the Federated Church, Brick Church in Marlboro, was a two-room schoolhouse for the first and second grades. And it set back from the sidewalk a good bit, and Mother stood me there and said, "There's your schoolhouse, go to school." And she left and went home. I can't ever remember having too much trouble in the first and second grade. I had teachers, Miss Holt and Miss Pinkham, and I guess everything must have gone fairly smoothly because I didn't have any trouble till I got down in the third grade on the big two-story building, a wooden building on School Street when I went to the third grade. And that's where I started in getting into trouble. And from there on out, I would get the paddle. And I think I got the paddle twice. And I think it was just a piece of wood with a handle on it. And when they whacked me one time, the paddle broke in two. And I was instructed to take it back to the fourth grade room with it stuck back together and not to say anything about it being broken. But I remember when I got in the fourth grade where they kept the paddle, that I went to school one day with a padlock in my pocket and I got the paddle again and they happened to hit that padlock and not only did the paddle break, but it broke again from hitting that hard object in my pocket. No, Ricky, there weren't any one-room schoolhouses during my time. And, I don't know. If I had favorite teachers, it was probably in the first and second grade because after that, it seemed like I was constantly in trouble and didn't get along with many of the teachers. But I began to get the idea by the time I got into the seventh grade, but I wasn't a very good student. By the time I graduated from high school, I was something like 13th in a class of 19, which isn't very good. I could have done much better, but I never took the time to do that. I always had other things to do. And as I just told you before, there were 19 in my graduating class. There are 16 of them, as far as I know, still alive. No, we didn't have any organizations in school, but I did belong to a YMCA boys club, which in my early years were called the Friendly Indians. And in the older years were called the Pioneers. And we had dances at school and in the community, and my mother saw to it that any time they had some dance lessons, I was sure to go. And I didn't do all that good except with the polka. I liked to do the polka, but I can remember going to a number of dance classes Of course, back in those days, they had square dances every weekend on Friday and Saturday night in some town around Marlboro was what they called square dances. And, I didn't do a lot of dancing, but I've been to dances out here where they did some square dances, and they thought I was quite the expert at doing them, so I must have remembered something. But I wasn't much of a social animal at that time. I didn't have my eye on many of the girls or anything, and And that's the way it went. I had other things to do, fishing, hunting, trapping, such things as that. No, I didn't do too much work up on Grandpa Robinson's farm. I did peddle milk for, I think, as much as four years, from about the fourth grade on up to the seventh, when we had to be to school earlier. I peddled milk for Grandpa Robinson, and at the end was with Uncle Edgar. But we had a lot of fun on peddling milk. Grandpa Robinson smoked an old pipe, and it was a rotten old thing. And he smoked Edgeworth smoking tobacco, and boy, that was strong. And of course, he let that pipe get all caked up, and we'd be going down the road from one milk customer to the other, and we'd jump in the cab, at least in the winter time we would, rather than riding out on the running board, and he'd try to get us to smoke his pipe. He'd say, you dasn't do it. And, God, of course, if we took a puff on it, it'd make us sick for about 2 days. And then occasionally, when he had some bills to collect or something, or make some change for some milk or something, he'd set that damn hot pipe down on the seat of the pickup truck, and we set it on fire a couple of times. Of course, we had a lot of milk bottles in the back. They were all in glass bottles, and you could flip a cap off and dump the milk on the seat and put the fire out. But he was around, the old Grandpa Robinson, George Alfred was. He was something else. But that was mostly my extent of working on the farm. I was born with asthma and had a hard time breathing. It's at certain times of the year, especially when there was flowers coming out and there was pollen in the air and stuff like that, and I couldn't work in the hay at all, so I didn't work at all much on the farm. But I did get involved in the maple syrup business, which was removed a little bit from the farmhouse and the barn down towards Marlboro a little bit. But I can remember drinking that hot syrup. But mostly, we were out on the pickup truck with a big tank in the back, and dumping the buckets that were hung on the trees into this big container in the pickup truck, which was a sap. And we would run that back to the farm and run it into a big holding tank. And at the beginning of the maple syrup business, I was told by Uncle Edgar, who was the head honcho most of the time on the maple syrup, that in the beginning of the season, it might take 20 to 25 gallons of sap to make a gallon of syrup. But at the end of the season, when it was a little less sugary, it would take almost 50 gallons or double or better to make a gallon of syrup. And of course, it was a little different quality syrup by the time the season was later on. Well, anyway, I'm going to stop this thing now again, and I recorded 8.5 minutes right there.